Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Conservative Daily Podcast. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
So lots of people calling in, not necessarily about our ban, but lots of different people calling in. Chris called in. He has a very good point. He wants to know why other Muslims around the world aren't getting on China's case. Chris, welcome to the show.
He just dropped.
Oh, he's gone.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, check this
Chris,
out. Maria,
if you're listening, said, call back.
Yeah, call back. But Maria said, if we get to 1,000 comments, we want to see Josh.
Okay.
We're at 793, and actually
you were volunteering me all of a sudden.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's not like it's a secret. Anyone could go back to our hot sauce episode and see Josh.
Yeah, how far? It was like January sometime. Right, I remember. If we get to 1,000, I'll walk over, I'll push Joe out of the way, and I will jump right in that camera.
Everyone is commenting
He'll also eat the hot sauce again. He'll also eat the hot sauce again.
I like the hot sauce.
No,
oh,
Joe, you're still have
882. Ooh.
Joe, you never ate the hot sauce.
I'm calling back. Chris is calling back right now. Hey, so I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, and one of our listeners is actually someone I know, and her name is Vicky. Can I do this? Can I do this on here? I think she'd let me. Maybe
Don't use the last name. Just be careful.
I should ask her. Okay, I'll just say Vicky. Vicky is a tireless fighter for conservative values. Now, I want to tell you something about Vicky, because for those of you that know, and maybe let's see if she'll let me actually tell about it. So Vicky, if I'm allowed to actually mention you by name, go ahead and say it in the chat for on the phone that you just sent me a deal. But she has been fighting and working inside the GOP and has been fighting against the rhinos, the people in the GOP that frankly, we're going to call them trans Republicans. I think that's actually the new term for them is trans Republicans.
Also a violation of the term of service,
not.
But keep going.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Why?
It is.
You can't say
you're
that?
Doing it as a joke. You're making fun of trans people. Yeah.
I am not.
Stupid. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that I've read all the terms of service and
I'm not making fun of trans people at all. The definition, let me just say it is used across multiple things.
Don't say the definition. The definition just proves the point.
Can I say this? Can I say this?
You showed it yesterday. You showed it yesterday when I was off.
All right. So
and no one was there to stop
it. I thought it was funny. It's funny. Danae, you can't make fun of the fact that he...
All
right. So what should we call him? Chameleon head? Chameleon Republican?
Sure.
I don't... There's transatlantic. Right? I can't. Okay. So I can say your name. Vicky Tonkins. So she works as... She actually said I can use her name. She is the chair of the GOP in El Paso County and has done amazing things over the last 2 years. Number one, she took over 2 years ago and she got reelected. But she took over 2 years ago and for the first 9 or 10 months, they loved her, right? So she is a beautiful black woman, right? She is a conservative. She is a Republican. She has served well conservatives in El Paso County. And she's done everything she can. And by the way, as the chair in El Paso County, she works for free. She does all of this for free and has had just been attacked viciously by the leftist Republicans down in El Paso County. So I just want to give a shout out to her because she is someone with an immense amount of courage. She displays that courage at every level in every area. Her husband stands behind her, and there's lots of people in El Paso County, so I want to encourage her because she's just an amazing woman. So shout out to you, Vicky. I can see you.
So everyone on Facebook is gaming the system and posting meaningless comments to get the
Josh,
count up to 1,000.
It's already there.
They're posting. Josh, it's already there. We just hit 1,000 right now.
Josh just walked out of the room for a minute.
Yeah, because he has to now eat more hot sauce. That was the rule.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go find some hot sauce.
He's really going to
get some hot sauce?
Oh, we're going to
hurt him. Something. He'll eat something that he doesn't like. That's the rule. It's the rule I just made up, but it's the rule. So Josh just stepped out. He'll be back. And when he gets back, we will put Chris on the line. So Chris, if you're waiting on the line, he called back in. Don't leave. We're just going to wait for Josh to get back. He's going to try and scrounge up some hot sauce. So anyone just joining the show, we were banned off of YouTube. Not banned, suspended off of YouTube for 7 days for comments that Joe made. Very, he found hot sauce.
He did.
That's something. For comments that Joe made declaring that the election was stolen, that New Hampshire was fraudulent, and that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president.
I didn't exactly say that. I said that 300 votes.
All things that can be true, but also violate YouTube's terms of service.
All right, we did just hit 1,000
comments.
And they
came spontaneously.
Do we want to talk to our guest here real quick? Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Is Chris back on? Hey, Chris, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Sorry about that.
Okay, cool. Hey, what's up? It's all good. It's all good. So I know we talked upon China earlier and all that stuff, and the Uyghur Muslims and everything. Where's the outrage from the Muslims of the rest of the world? Why are they not saying anything about this, what's going on in China, or are they being suppressed?
Well, they're both.
It's a good question.
Both. Because you'll have different sects of Islam that actually have different belief systems that actually fight against each other. So depending on where they sit on the scale, you'll have large groups of Muslims that won't say anything because to them it's a means to an end. Now, the other side is that the others that do align with those Muslims are not going to they're not going to have a voice. Right. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Middle East. But it's very difficult for people to have a voice. Most of the voices that happen underground. Most of the voices are suppressed, except for the universal voice. So what we're seeing in the United States is no different than what other countries around the world are experiencing, which is why it's so diabolically opposes what we are as a nation, what they're doing, what Facebook's doing, everyone else's, is that they are literally doing the same thing in other nations. If we're the last free place on earth, we definitely are giving that up by allowing them to continue down this path.
So Saudi Arabia.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Saudi Arabia has actually defended China. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Saudi Arabia has defended China's policy of detaining ethnic Uyghurs. So it might be an issue. It might be an issue of Sunni versus Shia. That might 100%. Be it. It might be an issue of Arab versus non-Arab, which also exists in the Middle East. It's very strange because even in the different sects of Christianity, when Christians are persecuted, even if they're not your specific church, people still rally in support of them. It's been very strange, and I agree with you, that the Muslim world isn't coming to bat for the Uyghurs. It's very, very strange.
Okay, I wasn't aware Saudi Arabia was actually defending China, which is
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible, but... But wow, yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of this, and you know nobody else is, you know, going to mention it. But I'm glad you guys did.
Did you also know that Biden has not yet called Israel?
He did. He did yesterday.
Yeah, I did hear. Oh, did he finally do it? Or I heard that he hasn't done it yet.
He did it yesterday or the day before. He did it 28 days after he left office. After he entered office, so it took him 28 days to call Israel, but he did call them.
Yeah.
Just took him a while.
I did have.
Yeah, he had other things to do. He had to play Mario Kart, guys.
Much more important. Much more important.
Busy schedule.
Yeah.
I did have a question about the. Are you guys going to talk about fraud now, or the FRAUD?
Yeah.
Well, you can say it.
Okay. So I did watch the Mike Lindell video. I'm not going to get too into it because I don't know what's allowed. He allegedly gave us information about the other countries, allegedly interfering.
Yes.
I'm just wondering why, nobody else has talked about the other countries interfering with these overseas servers and everything, allegedly. But the only thing that we heard a whisper of was there was some sort of shootout, which may or may not have happened. I'm not 100% sure about that.
There's lots
of it.
Some of it is hopium. some of it is real, some of it is false. So it's one of those things that it's hard to determine the difference. And all of the official sources are saying that it didn't happen, which doesn't necessarily mean it didn't happen. It just means that it's not something that the CIA or any of these three-letter agencies are going to share with the American people. It's one of those situations where just because they declare that it didn't happen doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means they don't want to tell us.
Because like in the video, he was talking to another expert, and the expert said that the FBI was like actively trying to suppress him too.
Right. Sorry, we lost Max. So I'm going to continue to talk until Max comes back on. But we did lose him.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not wrong. There's more things that I actually do know that I can't really just sit here and talk about. But I will tell you that,
yeah, of course.
A large part of it is, as Max said, hopium, which I think is one of the biggest dangers, is because people are waiting for things to happen. So you'll have people that say, oh, don't worry, they're arresting people and those are body doubles and things like that. I think all of that talk is dangerous. I think all of that talk is dangerous because it doesn't allow us to concentrate on what's really happening. And I'm not taking away from people that actually believe that. I'm just telling you to stop believing it. Like, stop using that as the barometer for what's really happening in our country. And, you talk about the Muslims and, you know, why aren't they rising up? Well, they said the same thing about Americans that didn't rise up against, persecution and attacks at mosques and things like that. We did. Yeah. I don't know of many that didn't stand up and say, this is absurd. What, that person that did that is hateful. The person that deserves to either to be tried and or convicted. I personally believe that at what point, if the death penalty is should be applied, it should be applied. Right. So I have my opinion. Mm-hmm. Right. But I just think that we spend so much time concentrating on those details and not recognizing that only the voice that the narrative they want to get out is the only one that seems to get out, which is why people like me specifically, who speak their mind regardless of what anybody says, I speak my mind. I do so unapologetically, but I don't do so with malice. And that's the scary part, is that nothing I've said is with malice. I didn't come out and say, hey, look, I want to go deal with election integrity because it had anything to do with me. I'd rather not have stepped out and talked about it. So I think it's important to understand not just Saudi Arabia, but maybe I just looked it up. I guess he did have a conversation with Israel, but 28 days later, this is one of your biggest allies, and we wait 28 days.
Yeah, that was way too long.
So it should just tell you what we're dealing with. I mean, what we're currently dealing with in our country.
Okay, just the FYI, the video keeps freezing, so I have to keep refreshing.
On Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah. On DLive, we're safe. We're good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of hopium either. I just want the truth. That's all I want.
Yeah. Well, and I think the truth is what sets you free. That is a true statement. But the truth is also the only thing that can shed light on darkness. And we are dealing with an immense amount of darkness. So getting to the place where we actually can start identifying that, hey, we're in the middle of dark. This is all darkness. Common sense people on the left and the right are coming out and saying, hey, listen, I can't stand for any of this stuff. Why would they censor people? Why would they're asking themselves that question. Why would they censor people if it's not true? Let a fool be a fool. Right. But they're not. They're cutting the tongue out of people that are telling the truth, and they're stopping that from coming out because they don't want people to get together. The most dangerous thing that could happen over the next 30 to 45 days is for all of the people that I made phone calls to today talking about election fraud to get in the same room and bring all their puzzle pieces so we can put it all together and show everyone what is truly happening in the country. But because it's so much division and separation and, frankly, power grab, power looking for power and authority, they want to be written in the history books as the person that actually uncovered all of this. I don't care. So it becomes easier for me to ask people to come to the same place because they'll cut me out of the history books. God will judge me by my character, and I will continue down the path. And, if my voice is never, ever recognized, I'd be okay with that because I'm kind of an introvert anyway. So.
Yeah. You guys are struggling on Facebook again now.
We are? Yep. They're Facebook is still doing the same thing. where they're trying to they're trying to slow us down. So I'm sorry, but switch over to DLive. So DLive, DLive.tv/conservativedaily, or conservative-daily.com. You can go there as well. I don't know why it keeps doing this. You have a phone call? Hey, Chris, okay. Thanks for calling in. We got somebody else that just called in.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Yep.
Take care. Who do we got calling in?
No. But I have to show my face.
Okay, so Josh has to show his face and eat hot sauce.
What about
so we're gonna do
I
this.
Said face stuff, not hot sauce.
I thought you said face stuff. Okay, so Josh is going to pop in here for a minute. I'm going to slide over and let Josh eat his hot sauce.
Everybody hear me?
Can everybody? There's Josh.
Gosh, I got things to fix. I had to go to this camera.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is Josh. Now that you realize that I have a face for radio.
He has a face for sure. He has a face for radio. Absolutely.
And that's my boss.
Yeah. So we are going to figure out which one he's going to eat. Right. So he's not going to get the peaches because it's not hot enough.
What?
And then let's see out of these three. So there's three different ones. We can't show you what they're from.
Unacceptable.
But, oh, they look good. So this one has pineapple juice in it. We're not going to do that because that's going to keep the fire down.
Come on, man.
Jamaican hot sauce.
He's picking the worst one. I grabbed my own spoon.
Absolutely doing that.
Since the last time we did this, so we're
gonna
use the same spoon and everything.
We're going to make Josh do the Jamaican stuff.
Don't get it on your computer. I want to have to explain
to
the tech guys.
It's killer sauce. Oh, hibiscus, strawberry, lime. What did you? Where's the other one? Go get the other one.
I don't
one
have any more.
You had another one that was like the big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and Grant, our friend took it back because he's like, that's expensive. He works for us, but we don't mention his name.
Okay, so I
grabbed the first hottest things I could find.
This is hot sauce. This doesn't even look hot. Guys,
let's
this is
happen
hot.
Right, everybody out there. Like, let's make this happen.
So I think, here we go. Perfect storm. We'll just do this.
Perfect
one.
Storm. So I will perfect be enjoying storm. The perfect storm just so you guys are. Well, first off, thanks
you
to everyone.
You probably should
that
go
commented.
Get a water.
No. No, 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 no. You just go.
You're not getting my water. Okay, he has to sit here for a minute. Ready?
All right, here we go. All right.
All right, you get a whole one here. I know that this is, if you're watching this on the podcast, you're not going to understand the significance of this, but this is, smells so good. This is, who's the guy that is the shock jock?
Oh, not Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Yeah, so this is a Howard Stern moment. We're going to make him eat this hot sauce. I got to make sure I fill it up.
Fill it up.
Get a little more.
If you're going to do it, let's. Oh,
you're dripping.
Crap.
Go ahead, put it in your mouth.
I'm
hurry
trying.
Up. Okay. He just took hot sauce. Let's see what it does to him.
Fine.
Yeah. Let's see if he turns red. I think he might actually turn red. I'm going to drink some water.
Man, that was actually really spicy. It was sweeter than I thought, but the follow up is harsh. Let me tell you, everything about this is really unpleasant right now.
Is it? Is it getting better?
A lot better. So I want to thank everyone for the 1,000 comments that forced me onto the air today. That's all your fault. And so, yeah, that one falls on you. So I wanted to give everyone an update. Max is without internet, and his power has rolled out.
For those of you that need to understand what's happening right now, Josh is turning beet red. If you can't see that, he is turning beet red
fine.
Right now. Yeah, he is.
So he just wants to let everyone know that he's okay. And, you know, it's just part of the green energy solution in Texas. No power, no internet. I mean,
how are you feeling?
I hurt. And the good part is I can not only does it burn here, it burns all the way down to here. So you guys got my
face.
I
don't even know what you just did about the all the way down to here part. But
I
got
it. Down.
It's all right.
Come
it's okay.
On,
I got
it. As soon as Max goes away, we just let this thing devolve, don't we?
Yeah, don't cough on me. COVID.
Social distancing out the window. Anyway, gang, thanks for getting the comments.
Bye,
I'm
Josh.
Going back to the place where I belong.
All right, I'm gonna give him back his hot sauce. How you feeling? Feeling good?
It hurts.
Man, he is starting to sweat, actually. And then he spilled everything. Hey, take your spoon, your COVID spoon. Here you go, COVID spoon. Coming at you.
Ah!
All right. So for those of you that are just joining us, Max is off right now because he is literally dealing with a power outage being down in Texas, and they're actually getting snow right now as well. Those of you that are on DLive, we just got done talking about Josh eating hot sauce. We got to 1,000 comments. It looks like we got to almost over 1,000 comments on DLive. It looks like DLive has nearly 1,700.
Did you just see what Max sent and the messages?
No.
He said, tell them every time we hit 1,000 comments, Josh gets to do something uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's not even...
It's a really good idea.
He has his phone left, but the power's out. Apparently, the cell phone towers are still working.
Oh, look. Country 76 says, post an address where I can send gifts like whiskey and hot sauce. Absolutely, we'll do that. If you can send some hot stuff.
Of course we will. Yeah. That sounds like a great idea. But every 1,000 comments we get, I don't want to do something uncomfortable. Max is going to have to reword that. But if there's a reason that I can eat hot sauce or... I draw the line at wearing clothes. Let's keep everything above board.
Yeah, I draw the line on him wearing clothes as well. So he has to wear clothes. That will never be the uncomfortable that we will ever talk about.
No, I didn't mean it that way. They're not sending us stuff for me to wear. That's where I'm drawing the line.
All right. Well, I want to, if Max was supposed to take over at 1:30, so we're going to cut this episode short fully. And I apologize to everyone for that, but I do want to let you know that if you want me to go work on this IPO stuff and you want me to go do the things that I need to do so that we can actually develop a cradle-to-grave solution, sometimes I'm going to miss some of these shows that we have for Conservative Daily. So it is important that Max would say something different. So Max would say, Joe, we need to not talk about... we need not talk about election fraud. We need not talk about questioning authority. I think that it's the American way to question authority. It's the American way to question things that are anomalies or that disrupt the voice of the American people, that have the possibility of even disrupting the voice. But I think the danger that we deal with in this year and in last year is that, and this is the part that scares me, is that people are rallying around the government as if the government has done something good. And it's not 100%. It's a small percentage, as small as 8 to 10%, maybe 15% of our country that are walking around bullying everyone else into wearing masks, bullying everyone else into saying, no, we're only going to follow Fauci. We're only going to follow these people. And I'm not telling you what is or is not happening. I'm just telling you there's a group of people in our country that are subverting the voice of the American people. They're doing that. You can say whatever you want. The definition of censorship and silencing that leads to a communist society is happening in our nation. It's happening right now. We're dealing with it right now. And so you could say whatever you want. You can sit here and tell me that, hey, well, if you're on the far left, you can say that they're right, right? They're right. That's what should happen. We need to protect grandma. But as you'll see by some of the studies that have come out, we're killing young people. We're stifling education for the people that were in school during this period are behind on education. They were already behind. Like, we were already behind China. We were already behind other countries that have a disciplined education environment. And if you think people in China are being taught about gender fluidity, they're not. They're not. But in our schools, with the 1619 Project and talking about equity is the main purpose of communism. Now, equity doesn't mean that everyone has equity. It just means everyone below, that the slaves, the peasants of our society, that their job is to act like ants on the ant farm and not question authority. Those are the ones that actually miss out on opportunity. Anyone that's decided that they can be a part of the ruling class, those people are rewarded. Given opportunity, right? So the only time you get opportunity is if you align with that government structure. That by itself is dangerous to everything we do as a country. So when I talk about election integrity, when I talk about fraud, when I talk about these things, I do so from a position of really I don't mean this in a crass way, but it shouldn't have bothered me because I had been given the opportunity. So if it was about me, then I should be okay because I'm already on that path. So speaking, the only thing it did is take away opportunity from me. It took away my ability to run my company and to be anonymous. Like I liked my anonymity. I don't enjoy standing out there, but I do so because I think it's important. I think it's important that we stand with courage. So if I was a selfish person, which the left represents a selfish person, and if I truly just wanted what was good for me, I would just shut up. And one of my issues is that this 10-15% is bullying the rest of us into not speaking. So you don't have a voice. You don't have an opportunity to stand up and speak up and speak truth. It just it doesn't align with what we are as a nation. So I know that there are rules. I know there are rules to what you can and cannot say. Societal rules. Society should dictate what those rules are, right? But common courtesy went out the door. We don't even get the ability to have common courtesy. We don't get the ability to have free thought. The only free thought that we're allowed to have is when some professor comes out with some study that says this is the way it is. And then we use that as universal truth rather than, again, going through the process of right, wrong, good, bad. Can I weigh that against true fact? But then even that has been abolished. Now we have fact checkers that tell us what is and is not true. We have fact checkers in other countries, in France. We have fact checkers that, frankly, were TMZ reporters. And that they're coming out telling us about what an election system is with absolutely no understanding of code or how the system could possibly work. We have people sitting in positions inside of our government that are lawyers, policymakers, know nothing about code, nothing about technology, that are telling us there's nothing to see here. And we're making that our fact basis for what happens in our country. That is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. It's dangerous. We have a constitution and we have a Bill of Rights. You're right, David. We have those things for a reason. But more and more, those things get just thrown in the trash. Maricopa County, we're talking about a subpoena from the legislative body that represents the people. So that it represents the people in that state. Puts an order down, a subpoena that says, you have to provide us with this information. We want to look inside. And they say, the Board of Electors, whatever you want to call them, the Election Commission, says, we're not going to show it to you. And then there's no consequences. So what difference does it make to have a constitution or a Bill of Rights if no one is actually forced to follow it? And what difference does it make if one person gets thrown in jail for thought leadership, right? But another person who actually rapes a child or is a pedophile or does things illegal doesn't get held accountable. Weinstein, 30 years. 30 years he ran through raping women in Hollywood. It took 30 years of him wreaking havoc on women all over California. And frankly, how many people didn't actually come forward? We only know about the people that came forward. Yet for 30 years, they said there's nothing to see here. They did the same thing. 30 years with Weinstein, they did the same thing while he funded elections and funded candidates and stood people up. He did that. And we're supposed to believe that that's not what happened in our election system? When we don't even have transparency? When contracts are actually written? Forget all the details of the election being fraudulent. We got suspended from YouTube for mentioning something that actually happened. Forget all of that stuff. Just the fact that we're not allowed to look into the system is a violation of sunshine provisions in this country that say that the people, when it's the interest of the public being served, should have the opportunity to inspect not just the contract, but also the machines or the systems being used if it affects public interest. Yet contracts were written over and over again across the country that don't honor something that is in the Constitution, that's in our legislative body. This is fact. This is 100% what is supposed to happen. Yet it's like kangaroo court. None of it's happening. And then I get upset. I get really upset, which takes me, frankly, to that place where I lose a little bit of hope. I lose a little bit of myself getting that angry because I shouldn't have to get that angry. But I do recognize that we're at a place right now where getting angry is necessary. And I bring myself back and I go, okay, now how do we solve the problem? We can't just complain about things and not have a solution. So we come up with solutions and we put those solutions out there. And then in our own party, we've got left Republicans that are interfering with our ability to get to truth. In Colorado, we have lots of them. I'll start with a guy named Wayne Williams that brought Dominion into Colorado. He is a problem in our Republican Party. He is one of the people that, you know, wants to stand against everything that we're doing personally in Colorado and in these other 16 states. Let's do as much as we can to slander Joe personally, as much as we can to slander all of the things that are happening. Look what Eric Coomer was able to do. Get on national TV and say that it's right-wing conspiracy theories, right? Right-wing conspiracy theories to hear a firsthand conversation, go and make sure it's him by listening to other YouTube videos because he's out there everywhere. He's the Hackers Conference or Hack Conference, whatever it was, all the way down to public displays everywhere, propping up Dominion. I mean, and listening to him and saying that's the same person, then doing a bunch of research. But no, that's not what is convenient for the media. So how do we do? We're just going to take him out. And then you have people that are left publicans that don't have courage and don't know how to stand up on those principles. They're like, oh, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. That's not a way that you explain away evidence is, oh, no, it's debunked. And letting some entertainment journalist actually be the one to dictate what is true and not true. So we are getting to the place right now where everything that we seem to be seeing in our society is being eroded to zero. Accountability is gone, except for when it applies to you or when it applies to me. We can be suspended from a platform, all because we have a different thought process that is related to fact. And then they fact check us, or they do what Facebook's doing right now and slow down the feed and say, oh, we're not going to let people actually listen to this voice. I know that they're not violating anything, but that doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter that we're not violating anything. It doesn't matter, because all they have to do is hit a little button and say, we're going to stop people from hearing sensibility. We're going to stop people from hearing truth. If that's not scary enough, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. So I got to get to a meeting that is going to help you. We have a lot of different things that are happening, so we're going to cut this one short. I want to end this way. God is at the wheel. I will not apologize for being a Christian conservative. I will not apologize for standing up for truth. I will not apologize for having courage. I will not apologize for saying things that you might not even like. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to continue to stand up. I'm going to continue to spend every single day chasing truth, talking to you about truth, and doing the right thing. That is what it means to care about the people next to you in your country, to care about the principles and the sacrifices that have been made for generations before me so we can preserve those generations or those opportunities for generations to come. God bless you all. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. And until then, my name is Joe Altman. This is Conservative Daily Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.